From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. There have been peaceful protests in Cleveland today following a judge's ruling acquitting police officer Michael Brelow in the deaths of two unarmed black motorists. Brelow was one of several officers at the scene of the incident 2.5 years ago when a long police chase concluded in a hail of gunfire. The judge in the case said he could not say for sure that the fatal shots were fired by Brelow. Now that the criminal investigation has concluded, Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says an internal review will proceed.
Officer Brelow will remain on unpaid suspension from the Division of Police. Upon completion of the Critical Incident Committee's review, their findings will be forwarded to my office, where I will review those findings and submit them to our case preparation officer to prepare administrative charges for violations observed by that committee.
The Justice Department is also reviewing the case. Religious and civic leaders are appealing for calm. ML Schulze of member station WKSU in Cleveland has more.
Clevelanders gathered at Public Hall to listen to Mayor Frank Jackson after Michael Brelow's acquittal. They say they don't agree with the verdict and are supporting the protests throughout the city. But many, like Church Deacon Elwood Clark, say they don't want those protests to turn violent.
I want to be proactive in making sure that my city stays intact and is not destroyed, because one thing I do know and believe, that it's easy to tear it down and harder to rebuild it.
The city has spent more than a week preparing for the verdict by sending peacekeeping teams into neighborhoods. For NPR News, I'm ML Schulze in Cleveland.
Iraqi security forces and their Shia allies have launched their first offensive near Ramadi since it fell to self-described Islamic State militants nearly a week ago. The BBC's John Simpson reports a local official says the pro-Iraqi forces have driven the militants out of the town of Husayba, east of Ramadi.
The official made it clear this was the start of a major operation to recapture Ramadi, the provincial capital, itself. The Iraqi government has been deeply embarrassed by the loss of Ramadi, which was captured last weekend by only 200 Islamic State fighters, who drove out 10 times that number of Iraqi army soldiers. The army significantly doesn't seem to have been involved in today's operation.
The BBC's John Simpson. A victory for the cause of same-sex marriage in Ireland, which has joined 19 other countries, 37 U.S. states, and the District of Columbia in legalizing same-sex marriage. Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny says his nation has made a statement.
Yes to inclusion, yes to generosity, yes to love. Yes to equal marriage.
Ireland is the first country to approve gay marriage in a popular national vote. This is NPR. In El Salvador, tens of thousands of people poured into the streets of the capital to celebrate the life and beatification of the slain archbishop of the country, killed 35 years ago by an assassin's bullet. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, today's ceremony puts Oscar Romero one step closer to sainthood in the Catholic Church.
The crowds filled a busy square and spilled out into the streets under humid skies. Father Jesus Delgado of El Salvador read Pope Francis's letter proclaiming Romero beatified to great applause.
In adelante se le llame beato.
Ivan Miranda waited for hours in the hot sun to witness the beatification. They are finally recognizing the merits of this great man, said Miranda. Romero's assassination 35 years ago is said to have sparked the beginning of the 12-year-long civil war. Conservatives in the Catholic Church and in El Salvador long blocked efforts to beatify Romero. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, San Salvador.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling members back to Washington 1 week from tomorrow to act on the USA Patriot Act. The law is set to expire that day at midnight, and the Senate has failed to take decisive action on the measure. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul leads GOP opposition to NSA data collection. At issue, the National Security Agency's bulk collection of domestic phone records. The Senate rejected a House bill that would have ended the practice, but not completely. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.